This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, the lava that's eating cars right and left continues to roll on the Big Island, while you've got the U.S. apologizing after the Canadian minister was asked to remove his turban twice. Oh, there's all kinds of things happening. Who better to discuss it with than Bob Ney from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm excellent. So did you hear this story about the Canadian minister who had to remove his turban? He was going through the checkpoints at the Detroit airport, and he was asked a couple of different times. He's Canada's Minister of Innovation, Science, I guess, and Economic Development. His name is Navdeep Bains. And he pulled out his diplomatic passport, I guess.
Right.
And it happened a couple of different times, and, you know, then it became big news because he said, as you said, he's a Sikh. Wearing the turban is one of their acts, a dutiful act for the person of the Sikh faith. And
right.
It just goes to show you, I mean, the whole...
And now we apologize to him, by the way.
Yes, we apologize. And that, what could they do? You know, a TSA person said that all people wearing head coverings could be subjected to additional security screenings.
I mean, they could do extra. You know Congressman John Lewis. I served with him. He's an icon.
Yeah.
Civil rights icon.
Yeah.
Well, he was on the no-fly list. And, you know, of course, he proved he was Congressman John Lewis, not the other Lewis who they were looking for. And they finally, they wouldn't take him off. They finally told him, carry papers with you. And he said, that's what they did in South Africa. You had to carry papers. He said, I am not carrying papers. Senator Ted Kennedy was on it. They constantly stopped him. I mean, they don't make rational sense sometimes, you know.
It doesn't make rational sense. I mean, have you had the shakedown ever when you've been there?
Oh, yes. In fact, one time, I remember it was after 9-1-1, but John Kasich, he was a congressman at the time. He's our governor. He went through. I went through. They went through everything, and the guy looked at me, and I'll never forget as long as I live. He looked at me, and he said, you know, he said, we love getting you congressman. We give you the two, you know, two double over. And I said, oh, wow, other people, you know, you'll just maybe let them go through, you know. And he said, well, we really do thank Osama bin Laden for all of this. We got more jobs. I reported him. But he actually said that. Yeah, it's a free country. I still reported him, though.
Oh, brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. So we moved from that to Benjamin Netanyahu. Did you ever meet him, the Prime Minister of Israel?
Oh, yes. In fact, I got in the middle of one of the most intense shouting matches I've been in my lifetime between he and a Democratic congressman in Israel over Michael Pollard. And Netanyahu was on his way to meet Bill Clinton, and he raised the topic he was going to ask for Pollard's release, who had been in prison for, you know, giving up spies that were killed, our own CIA spies. And let me tell you, Netanyahu gave it back as quick as the congressman gave it to him. And it ended up to the things that I don't want to take your show off the air, so we won't say what was said.
I love that. Well, you have Bibi now saying that Iran crossed a red line by firing rockets at Israeli forces from Syria, and that led to these Israeli airstrikes on Thursday. And, I mean, look, there's no question there's been bad blood there for a very long time, right?
Oh, a long time. And Saudi Arabia is enjoying this, by the way.
Oh, no kidding, right?
Saudi Arabia hates Iran. And I think it can be a very dangerous powder keg right now. I mean, a lot of people were a little bit concerned about it, obviously. But there's been bad blood for a long time.
Yeah, now that we're not part of that whole deal, was that the right move by Trump? You saw that he was kind of blasted subtly by the former President Obama.
Oh, I don't think it was the right move. Look, the Obama deal had some flaws in it, no question about it. And the fact that he sent over cash in itself was just really, it didn't smell good because, you know, the mullahs wanted cash and, you know, you could write a check these days or wire transfer. And there were some other things that Obama could have asked for. But the bottom line is they were building centrifuges when Bush was offered a deal through the ambassador from Switzerland who came to my office. I saw the deal. It was an amazing deal, including the recognition of Israel by Iran, and they didn't take it. The centrifuges continued, Kate, and then finally they kept building, and Obama reversed them and pushed them back. That's a fact. So might not have been a perfect deal with the ballistic missiles and other things, but it was surely better than them continuing with centrifuges. And now, you know, we might pull out of this deal, but Europe's still in it. So now it's kind of a big train wreck. And I think that Trump would have been better had he said, look, renegotiate some parts on the ballistic missiles, maybe some human rights, and let Europe do it, and maybe give them 6 or 7 months to do it. But with Bolton in the White House now, the National Security Agency, John Bolton, and with Pompeo, there's no way. Now, Mattis wanted to stay in the deal, by the way. Mad Dog Mattis did.
Yeah, I heard that same thing. That was part of the problem. How about this story? I bet you knew him. Do you know this former ex-congressman from Chicago, Mel Reynolds, who was in the House in the 90s? You know, he's going back to prison for this whole tax thing, I guess. 6 months in federal prison for not filing, or, you know, for failure to file from 2009 to 2013. He was a consultant in Chicago. Oh, my, oh, my. You don't want to go back. You know what that's. Nobody wants to go back there, right?
Oh, no. I was just saying the other day, I will never go back. Yeah. Oh. It was enough, you know, 17 months. But Mel got in trouble, and there was a thing, I think, with a girl, an underage girl. There was all kinds of things. And he had a really bad time when he was there in the House.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And your story, you of course, in your book, Sideswipe, which I still think is so brilliant, and you talk about the things that happen, it's really now more than ever the microscope has gotten bigger, hasn't it?
Oh, I think it has. And, you know, a lot of things haven't changed. The microscope's gotten bigger. Today, you might know somebody that knows somebody that's in trouble, and then it comes down to get you. I mean, it's a tough place right now, I think. Real tough place.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you have a good one. Thank you so much, Bob Ney.
Thank you.
So how about that? The Prez was on the road. He was in Indiana. He was in Elkhart, Indiana. Some of you are listening to us there. And he said America's rocking. He's kicking off a campaign rally. He urged Indiana voters to put more Republicans in office to continue the country's momentum. What he said was jobs, safety, and security. You know this, but I'm going to throw this out here in case you just tuned in for the first time. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you always are able to do that at 855-266-5283. Just jam on the digits, 855-266-KATE. Or you can shoot me an email through americatonightradio.com. americatonightradio.com. I'll tell you what, I've never heard so much conversation about lettuce by people who aren't talking about diets and salads. Very scary what's happening when it comes to E. coli and romaine lettuce. We're talking about it on the flip side here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Coming up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's what we're serving up, the mailbag in our next segment, and Invade the Man Cave. And Invade the Man Cave is snippets of what's going on in the sports world and my spin on it, or other things related to what I call the man cave. I think everybody's talking about this, men, women, all kinds of people. The buzz in the land, part of it, if it's not about politics, it's not about your sports team getting trashed or thrashed or whatever, it's this from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, all over. Of course they are, because people are sick. The romaine lettuce and the E. coli do not mix. You know, it's a packaging problem is what they're saying. When romaine lettuce is packaged or chopped, there's a chance for bacteria to sneak in there. So if the equipment is contaminated, the lettuce gets contaminated. And that is scary. And then what happens when you kill it, right? You kill it when you cook it. But most salad people have their greens raw. I'm not cooking my salad. I'm eating it, right? I'm not throwing it in a pan. So the romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak has gotten 28 people in four different states. Six. There's 149 people so far in 29 states. One person died. Can you imagine death by lettuce? Killed by lettuce? Ugh. Terrible way to go. I mean, seriously, it's not a punchline. It's true. So the problem is from this lettuce that's grown near a place where I've been, and maybe some of you have been, Yuma, Arizona. And it's like the largest one in over 12 years. So people are hospitalized. You got 17 people with kidney failure. And you got people that are all the way up to 88 years old, but as young as one. And most are in their 30s. And most of the people, and here's how they figure this out, right? Because you have to be like Inspector Clouseau or on NCIS or something to figure out this nonsense, right? It's a puzzle. And that would be the cool part about working for the CDC, is trying to figure out this stuff. So what happened is that, you know, you start interviewing people and they find out a week before what was the common denominator. They were chowing down on romaine lettuce. And they think the amount of people that get E. coli from romaine lettuce could shoot up because when time passes before it's reported, it takes a couple of weeks. And a lot of this lettuce, it seemed to happen after April 17th. They're looking at dozens of farms. So see that, trying to narrow that down and figuring that part out is brutal. And I love it when they name these things, right? So this strain of bacteria called E. coli O157H7. It produces the Shiga, as someone explained to me scientifically, the Shiga toxin. And then it can produce this STX1 and STX2. And it's gotten people seriously, seriously sick. You know, what are the symptoms? Diarrhea, bloody, awful, stomach cramps. Ugh, I don't want to go deep into it. It's awful. I mean, just terrible. And I go to somebody eating romaine lettuce dies. Wow. Crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. So they're still tracking down different parts of this. Be careful out there with the romaine lettuce. And, you know, it is a buzz in the backyard because people are talking about it, right? Hey, speaking of talking about things that we all have in common, Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Don't forget Mother's Day. What kind of gifts do you give mom? I think mothers are easy because most mothers are not going to, if you recognize them, right, they're not going to complain. I didn't realize this, but I guess I knew it would be high. How many flowers do you think are sold or how much money is spent on flowers? $30.8 billion. They say it's the second busiest after Valentine's Day and tied with Christmas. So what do people get mom? Flowers. Right? And what kind of flowers? Carnations, tulips, roses, that kind of thing. And depending on what else you put in it, you know, $100 here, $120 with delivery, you know, whatever it is. Or Mother's Day brunches are big, that whole kind of what can we do? And I love the flower idea. And my mother, missing my mother all the time, gone 5 years. And the last year that she was alive, I remember this because I was really good about, and my mother would have told us she liked anything, and she loved flowers. But I remember, I thought, you know what, I know she's not going to make another year. I'm going to pummel her with cards. I'm not kidding you. I sent her 10 cards, and my brother was visiting, and he said, do you think that was, like, over the top? I'm like, no, I'm going to get it all out there. I'm going to, like, find every great Mother's Day card. I'm going to send it now. That's what I'm going to do. So don't forget Mother's Day, because Mother's obviously important, and you don't want to miss it. Anything, even if it's just a card, if it's a card in the mail, especially that, because people don't send cards anymore. They don't. All right. I am a big fan of sci-fi. My husband, the other, who comes on the show once a week, he kind of got me more into it because he really likes sci-fi. Andy, our technical maestro, also is a fan of sci-fi. And Andy, you and I were talking about Lost in Space, and there's been different variations of Lost in Space, right?
Yeah. There was the remake in the 90s, which came out when I was a kid, and then there was the original show before my time.
But now there's another series.
Yeah.
As well.
The one on Netflix, I just finished it not too long ago, and I thought it was really refreshing to watch a show that wasn't just drenched in sex and violence.
No kidding. So you would recommend it. And this, of course, is the Robinson family. So people know the story. They get booted into space, launched into space to colonize the only other planet that you can inhabit in the galaxy.
Yeah, but it kind of... It starts out really action-packed. The first episode is pretty good. So what they do is they kind of start on a really high point with action, and then as the show goes on, you kind of learn more about the backstory. So it's very it gets your attention really quick.
You know, I think there are a lot of people that are intrigued by sci-fi, but also about the exploration in space, that whole kind of thing. And the original series stopped in 1968, and it has definitely led to all these other adventures. You mentioned them, the remake in the 90s, now this Netflix series. I started watching it. It's 10 episodes, and I'm not even yet halfway through it. But I like it so far, too. But I'm intrigued by it, and I like sci-fi. In fact, when we do our cheap movie review, there's a sci-fi-ish movie, right?
Yeah, but
a little bit more of the horror genre.
Ooh.
A science fiction genre that
sometimes good, sometimes it can be a little too freaky for me when it gets into the paranormal stuff.
Yeah, paranormal, I agree with that. There's something that I've been watching called The Rain on Netflix when I get a chance. And, of course, it's not like I have a ton of time to burn up because you get into that binge-watching thing. But it's called The Rain, and it's a sci-fi drama about survivors of a deadly storm. And the whole idea is the rain. I mean, the rain is what gets to people. And I like it. It's gotten kind of mixed reviews, but I don't know. I like it. I think there's something about it, the whole realizing you need to survive and what's the thing that can kill you, and it's the rain, and it takes place after a brutal virus wipes out most of Scandinavia's population. So if you're into sci-fi, check out what we just talked about, Lost in Space and The Rain. Both happen to be on Netflix. We're bouncing over to the other side into the mailbag next on ATN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's go to that bag. Ton of mail. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, everybody chiming in, throwing in their 2 cents on a whole slew of what's buzzing around the globe and here in the U.S. and in your own neighborhoods. You can send me your thoughts at AmericaTonightRadio.com. Just fill it on in and send in your thoughts. All right, so the volcanic ash, and I talked about it a lot, has fascinated a ton of people, including Philip, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about going to the Big Island, seeing a little bit of an eruption. Boy, Kilauea is nasty. It has been erupting, of course, always, but what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is seriously crazy, and what's happening with these cars getting swallowed up by the lava, and they call that smog the vog. Wow. I am just fascinated by this whole thing. What's the latest that you know? Well, the latest I know is there was an explosion that sent this huge column of ash, because I'm fascinated too, huge column of ash, boom, above the crater. I'm saying it was wild to look at it. You definitely, if you're listening to me, I don't care if you're listening to me the next day or whenever, go and check out this smoke. It is a wild funnel, and it's there at the crater. And there's been bigger explosions, columns of ash, and they call it the Vog, because the Vog creates this weird smog. That's what it is. And the crater has a vent, a crater within the crater that has a fluctuating lake of lava. And right now, the lake of super hot molten rock is dropping. So as the lake goes back, didn't you love that I know this? As the lake goes back, I'm so fascinated by this. As the lake goes back, rock from inside the crater walls falls, and that triggered that explosion, as it was explained to me. And there's different ways it can explode. Groundwater interacts with hot rock, steam pressure builds up and explodes, that kind of thing. And it's weird. It's a strange deal. I think what's really strange is, I mean, what you don't want is the Vog has acid rain, too. So that's the other thing that happens. If it rains, when you got the Vog going on, you get the acid rain. And they're saying it should rain over the Big Island on Thursday into Saturday. And so the sulfuric acid droplets would fall. So then, again, you get the acid rain. But, wow, the people trying to get close to this, I keep saying that, you have got to be careful with this, right? Those people at the Leilani Estates, just east of the summit, it's just not letting up. I mean, it's just, it's rolling, just keeps rolling right over everything, anything that's there. There's like 1,700 people who had to evacuate a week ago with the lava dumping out. And now they're letting people periodically check their houses, but they still have to. This is what they say. Look, we're going to let you check your house, but you might have to flee at a moment's notice, because if there's an explosion and if hot rock goes flying into the air, you need to run. So that's pretty much it. It's like, get in, get out, grab some underwear if you still have a house, and get out. That's it. It's very strange. And a ton of you asked me similar questions about the volcanic ash. What did I think? And, you know, that whole thing for sure. It's something else that really, you know, captivated many of you is Rudy Giuliani and what the heck's going on with Giuliani and his relationship with Trump. I got this one from Doug. Kate, what's the haps? You know, the skinny, you worked in New York, and I know that you've interviewed Giuliani. I heard one time, in fact, you talking to him. So Rudy and the Donald, obviously they know each other well. Why does he bring in Rudy? Because of what you just said, because they know each other well. And you got this Michael Cohen thing that has exploded all over the place. And what happened in 2016 with the election? And what does Michael Cohen know? And Stormy Daniels. So you got to have someone else in there. He turns to a guy he knows. You know, there's Giuliani law firms all over the place. So, and they have this longtime friendship. So Giuliani, the thing with him is, though, he's all over the map. I mean, it's like he's just cut loose and he's roaming the neighborhood. It's like if Mahalo, my dog, gets out and he's like all over. Normally he's a good dog, hangs close, but now he's excited. He's got the free range. Boom, he's all over the place. And Giuliani, that's the danger of him being all over the place. It gets confusing and doesn't really help his buddy, the president. So then you got this Michael Avenatti, the lawyer who represents Stormy Daniels in this one piece of it, who releases a memo this week saying that Michael Cohen got $500,000 from a company linked to a Russian oligarch, along with payments from other companies, including telecom, a conglomerate, AT&T. Yikes. So, I mean, look, he could be a business consultant. They could say he's a business consultant, but then it gets stickier and the web that starts to spin is harder to pull apart. And all the lawyers that are representing Cohen have just pushed back against Avenatti's disclosure, saying it's, you know, ridiculous and inaccurate. And they don't use the word ridiculous. They just say completely inaccurate. And that, you know, Michael Cohen has no reason to believe that Mr. Avenatti is in lawful possession of the records, because then that's the other part of it. Where's the, this whole thing with the money, and how do they know? And boy, oh boy, just, I mean, wild stuff. So we move from that, because we're not going to solve that today. We're not going to be able to pull apart this whole lawyering thing and figure it out for them. So we start with volcanic ash. We move on to Giuliani. And then we move to this story about Iran. And when I talk about Iran, boy, talk about a mixed bag when you open the mailbag. Okay, so I got this one from Jake, and then I would say Donna, and I would also say Frank are very similar to what Jake is saying. And Jake is saying, bravo to the prez, Kate. I mean, listen, how much crap do we take from places like Iran? What do you call the Middle East? I heard you say it many times. Quicksand. But we're like buried in this quicksand crap. So why should we just trust that Iran is doing what it should do? And why, for goodness sake, did we not just hang on to those economic sanctions in the first place? And now you look, Iran going after Israel, then Israel going back. This is the never-ending saga and the dilemma of what happens in the Middle East. Scary stuff in my mind. It is scary stuff, and there is no way to 100% trust what's happening. And the whole nuclear deal thing, and, you know, what's going to change. In 2015, they had this agreement, and the president, our president, said, you know, you got to fix it. You got to fix the doomed deal. It's not working. So Iran says it's not going to renegotiate. It's not going to do it. And this is where you end up, in this place, with a country that has nuclear ambitions, and you don't have a lot of control over what's going on. You just have to trust. Now, others disagree and think Iran, you know, that we shouldn't have gotten out of the deal, and Iran should be able to do what it's doing, like this one from Donnie, and another one that was very similar from Sam. And Sam says, you know, Israel is just a bully, and I don't really care either way between the two eyes, but the conflict between them has been there forever. It's not a surprise. And, I mean, give me a break. The whole thing here is, why, oh, why reject what's happening? Why not stick with the deal? Why not just try to make it a little bit better? And instead, it's like catering to Netanyahu. And by the U.S. rejecting the nuclear deal, it puts us back in the same position we've been before. We go round and round in the Middle East carousel. And so where do we end up? And what do the European Union leaders think? And obviously they don't have any influence over the president, but maybe in this case it would have been good if they did have his ear, but apparently they don't. Yeah, you know, they definitely don't. And the European Union had to have a crisis meeting with Iran over the nuclear deal because, you know, you've got one of the major players in the U.S. dumping out. So they're scrambling to pull something together, because this agreement in 2015, it's done with the U.S. So what does that mean for European businesses that continue to trade with Tehran? What does it mean? And you've got U.S. sanctions. Foreign ministers are trying to reassure Tehran that the nuclear deal is salvageable, but is it? There's a meeting Monday in London, and we'll see what comes out of that. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani doesn't look happy. He said Europe has a very limited opportunity to save the deal. Be interesting next week to see how this all goes down. Man Cave, next stop.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Yeah, we are in the man cave. And if you want to invade the man cave, be my guest. We have a huge contest coming up that I'm going to talk about next week. It got pushed back a couple of weeks, but it's here, and we're going to talk about it a ton on America Tonight. And you can be a lady and invade the man cave. You just have to know how to hang. I mean, that's, women always ask me that. How do you get along with men? Are you kidding? There's great guys out there. So let's go to discussion, not about men and women so much, but about what's happening in the world of sports, because that's truly in the man cave. You got to have some of those big screen TVs. You got to be throwing back a few cold ones, even the non-alcoholic kind here and there. And here's the thing. In the world of hockey, the puck and the stick, there's an elimination that has happened. The Predators, the big sexy team from Nashville that so many famous people like Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban went to constantly, they're out. So the Music City, not singing. They're happy for what their team tried to do, but they ran into players like Stastny. And Paul Stastny was unstoppable. A couple of goals and he was big throughout this whole series. Let's put it that way. One of the centers for the Winnipeg Jets, number 25. He killed the music in Music City with his stick. And so the Winnipeg Jets, with all their speed and clever stick handling, won a game 7. A guy named Connor Hellebuck. I love that name. Hellebuck. He's in the nets, taking shots from all angles at 95 miles an hour. He made 36 saves for Winnipeg. So the Jets now, check this out, the Winnipeg Jets now host Las Vegas in Game 1, or Vegas, on a Saturday night in a conference final that nobody would have predicted. Because, listen, the Vegas Knights are an expansion team. Vegas is in love with this team. We've had people on that say, now it's like a community. I used to live in Vegas, and Vegas was like the most transient place ever. You'd meet really great people. Who knew if their name was their real name? Who knew if they would be there very long? It's very strange. I don't know if I've told this story here on America Tonight, but we're in the man cave, so I'm going to share a little story with you and peel back the onion. That's what you do, after all. And I lived in Vegas. I was doing a show because, of course, I'm an information junkie, so I love sports, politics, business, all that kind of stuff. But I was doing sports at the time, and it was great. I was in Vegas, and a lot of famous people come to Vegas. You got great interviews, and I did a crazy show where I was on the air for 6 hours straight doing college football. I could have told you anything about college football, but I couldn't talk when I was done the show. It was insane. But anyway, Vegas, as far as hockey is concerned, and as far as, you know, having something really stick, it's very strange to me. My family came out one Christmas because, of course, I didn't have off. And my brother, this was Christmas Eve, and my family, we had, just like many of you, whatever your traditions are, we just had the normal traditions. But this is Vegas, so we're at a roulette table, and every probably 4 minutes, some drunk Santa Elvis impersonator, look-alike, whatever, walked by, and my brother looked at me and he said, you know, you're the older sister, and I'm the younger brother, but the younger brother is going to drive to Las Vegas and get you out of here if you're not gone in 6 months. But now, Vegas is a whole different game, and their game on the ice is pretty cool to watch. A lot of people are cheering for Vegas because they're the expansion team, and they're the team that nobody expected that they would get to the verge of a Stanley Cup, maybe, because they're going to be in this Western Conference final. But I think the Jets are going to be very, 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 let me say it again, very tough. So the Winnipeg in Game 7 knocks off Nashville 5-1. That's it from Puck and Stick. Meanwhile, there's probably more people listening to this show that if you're going to take me up on hanging out in the man cave, you're going to be most likely, I'm going to say, an NBA fan, right? So, at the beginning of the year, I think the script was written. It's going to be the Cavaliers and Golden State again. It's like unstoppable. It's, you know, another part of this thing. A trilogy that was bound to happen. But will Golden State win again with Kevin Durant, who's in his sophomore year with them? Or is it the Cavaliers? Because I'm telling you, LeBron James is amazing, right? So the Celts are playing the Cavs. And this is, now as we whittle this down, to get into the finals. This is going to be pretty tough. And in the West, it's Golden State and the Rockets. And that's all that stands in the way of the Cavaliers and Golden State meeting again in the finals. So the first game coming up on the 13th, the Cavs and the Celts. And then the Warriors and the Rockets go head-to-head. I hope that we see a good series. That's what I'm hoping for, because I do like watching the NBA. And some of what's happened with LeBron James, his last-minute shots that are winning for the Cavaliers, that closed the door on a series, that closed the door on a big game. I mean, this is why it just, he's just reminding us, this is why I'm so great. Don't take your eye off of me, because I have another gear, and I found that other gear. And he has found the other gear. So no shocker that the Cavs and the Warriors are big favorites in the conference finals, and the script was written in the beginning of the year, and now here they are. The Warriors are favorites to beat Houston. The Cavaliers, even more favored to beat the Boston Celts, and then setting up that, you know, fourth, because it would be the fourth consecutive season, that they would meet each other, which, boy, that gets old, doesn't it? Not if you're a fan of the Cavaliers and you're listening to me in Ohio, or the Warriors, you're listening on the West Coast as we hang out in the man cave, right? And time will tell if that, in fact, is what is ultimately set up. The NFL, deep into little mini training camps. And what does that mean? It just kind of gets you juiced for training camp in the summer. And there's so many storylines. There's, like, rich storylines. And in the beginning of the season, and at the mini camps, and once you get into training camp, I mean, everybody had a chance to win the Super Bowl, right? Everyone. A lot of people are talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. It's very rare to repeat. The Patriots, always an odds-on favorite to do something like that. It hasn't happened very often. But can they do it? Carson Wentz starts the season. He had an incredible run until the wheels fell off and Nick Foles stepped in. But the roster's pretty intact. Could be the Philadelphia Eagles. How do you go against the Patriots? Are you listening to us in the Carolinas? The NFC South could be pretty tough. But then again, you look at Cam Newton. You look at the rest of the team. They move chains, some of them. Right? Greg Olsen is one of those guys. The Packers. Aaron Rodgers. Another guy that's like a Superman. Tough to go against Aaron Rodgers. Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger. Wants a new contract. This could be the last hurrah with Le'Veon Bell. There's some crazy madness going on there. I don't know. It's interesting because I think there are already a bunch of teams that we could talk about. But like I said, anybody who's a fan of the great game of the NFL that has a favorite team, you know that you who knows, maybe you'll be in the money, right? It just depends. It depends on health factors. It depends on teams coming together. And it depends on going after maybe the right free agent, because there still are some that are out there, including Dez Bryant. Thanks so much for hanging with me in the Man Cave and for this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.